I have a playlist called Oh Wow with DJ Soft Woman, but that's under my real name, which is Erica Nork. That was a secret. You can't tell anyone. Yeah. All right. Hope you enjoyed. Have a great Monday. Good luck with work or whatever you're doing. I know I have to go do a bunch of work, but what else is new? Wow, the sunset's beautiful. Go check it out.
But goodbye is too good a word, baby. So I'll just say, fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Sweetcoin. I'm going to start my playlist as soon as I get a hold of the sweet, sweet internet. Today's date is 12-3 and 12 divided, 12-4, sorry, 12 divided by 4 equals 3, so aside from today's first track, we'll be listening to songs that have three words in the title. I sound flustered because I have to pee like crazy. Enjoy this music. I'll be turning on a song by the Soft Boys first.
Shit. fries, hot dog, ketchup, main ingredients. Swears and flawless English, it's the best in town. Funny how a sameness cannot be distinguished. Strangeness is relieving when you point it out. Email, poem, slogans, an example of three things I can't unify. Well, the land got blurry as my thoughts are hurrying.
Checking back in. Like I said, this is Hell, and you're listening to Sweet Corn on WMFO. And the songs in a particular order that we just heard were The Soft Boys' I Want to Destroy You, and that's from their first album in 1976. And then Berlin Got Blurry by Parquet Courts, and a song that I really liked when I was a teenager, Gay Human Bones by Harlem. And I think that's the only album they ever made, and it's from 2010, which was a good year, and also the numbers in 2010 add up to 3. And I guess since I'm doing things about numbers again, you should think about numerology you add up all the dates, all the numbers from the dates in your birthday, and it's like a messed up astrology that I don't believe in. All right, we're gonna keep moving. I'm playing a lot of older sort of semi-punk music today because that's what I've been listening to. But first we're gonna play two. There's also some weird ones in here, but first we're gonna get into some Sleater-Kinney, because nothing is good for the cold like some Sleater-Kinney. I think Carrie Brownstein's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Just a quick break up in the music. I'm very tired today. Over the weekend, I felt like I had ocean sediment in my stomach. And now it just feels like my body is the ocean sediment and the ocean sentiment. Anyway, I'll keep playing music, and then I guess I'll have to talk more later if I run out of music. Also, I need to now deal with the yearly conundrum of being moisturized but not oily in the winter. It's so hard. It's so difficult. I don't want to try to do it, but here I am with oily and dry skin. That has nothing to do with the theme. But we just heard Dig Me Out by Sleater-Kinney, In the Sun by Blondie, and Ex-Lion Tamer by Wire. And now we're going to move into slightly different musical territory before we come back to what we've been listening to.
Thank you. street. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
A kind, forgiving friend. But
That song actually comes next after I talk. It's just so you know, I can announce the songs. If you listen to too much music all in a row, then you'll think, oh, I'm just listening to a playlist I didn't make. I'm not listening to a radio show. Well, I am here to remind you that this is, in fact, a radio show, not a podcast, because it's not only talking. Thank God. I don't believe in podcasts, but it's also not just a playlist. So we heard El Condor Pasa by Simon and Garfunkel, Soul and Fire by Sebado, See No Evil by Television, and Off Duty Trip by The Raincoats. We'll move into another block of music, but first, your hourly PSA. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And then it has a picture of a space heater saying, I'm so happy when I have my own space, and everyone is like putting their hands up to its heat rays, which someone has noted that look like bacon. Personally, I find it very hard to sit far away from space heaters. I'm always freezing, and I want to, like, sometimes I just put my feet right on them. I have a very high pain tolerance in my feet, which is nice. I cherish it. It really enables a lot of things that I wouldn't be able to do, like step on push pins that I leave all over my floor. It doesn't hurt me, so I always forget to pick them up. But then my roommate stepped on one over the weekend and I felt terrible because it really hurt them. And I thought, wow, I really just don't feel that on my feet. It does not hurt that badly. And I forget that they're there. And then I leave them there and then they hurt people. So really, the PSA should have been about, do you have overly high pain tolerance in your feet from years of abusing them in ballet? Anyway.
Yeah. You do not have to leave her, go.
All right. In case you forgot, you're still listening to Sweet Corn. And today's radio show is all about the date, which is 12-4. And 12 divided by 4 is 3. So I'm only playing songs that have 3 words in the title. So in this block of music, we had the Jesus and Mary Chains, Just Like Honey, Deer Hunter's Tapis Orchid, and Angel Olsen's All Right Now, because I'm going to see her tonight very soon, and I'm excited, but hopefully it's not awkward, because I'm going on a date, and I am worried that I will regret not going alone so I can just stand and cry to her music. But I guess I could do that on the date too. Nothing wrong with that. You know, just freak that guy out a little bit. Well, we'll see how that one goes. But anyway, her new album's great if you haven't heard it. It's called Phases. I have been a big fan of her music for a very long time. She hits certain emotions that a lot of people I don't think manage to. Also, I just love how her voice sounds, and she's beautiful. I like want to be her, and also I have a crush on her. Anyway, so we've got at this point 8 minutes and 6 seconds left in the hour, so I'll get moving and play another favorite song of mine from high school. But I think this was everyone's favorite song in high school if they were in high school after this album came out, so I'm not special.
Thank you. alright.